Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
It's lovely to see you all.
It's been a long time since I had two standing here in front of you. And unfortunately, I was supposed to be here last Christmas, but I was very poorly. So thank God, you know, we have Alan to take over. The weather seems to be, you know, going a bit silly now, isn't it? But at least we had a dry day today. First of all, we're celebrating something today. Can anybody tell me what it is? Father's Day. Unfortunately, we've only got 1, 2, 3 fathers. Where are all the fathers today? Father's Day is celebrated on the third Sunday of June to celebrate. It's also celebrated in other countries, because I know, like, people from the Philippines have seen messages on Facebook saying Happy Father's Day, and also in America and everything. And I just wondered why we don't do that with Mother's Day, that everybody all over the world will celebrate as well, didn't it? Because we do celebrate Mother's Day different time of the year from America and the Philippines, because they do celebrate Mother's Day in May, I think. You know. Yeah. But anyway, never mind. So the day is dedicated to honouring and appreciating fathers, grandfathers, stepfathers, and any father figures, I think, for the role in the family. So we thank God for that, that we have fathers. Yeah, we'll prepare ourselves to worship. Lord, we come because you have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because you are worthy. We have come because you are here. Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge your presence and to worship you alone. Amen. Let us sing our first hymn, Come, Now is the Time to Worship, hymn number 24.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Just as you are before. Jesus, you are to worship. Come, Jesus, you are before your God. Come.
Let us pray. Holy and eternal God, Son and Holy Spirit, we gather before you today with hearts filled with gratitude to celebrate the mystery of your being, the unity of the Trinity, and the boundless love you offer to all creation. We praise and thank you for the gift of life, for the beauty of the world you have made, and for the wonders of creation that surrounds us. We marvel at the vastness of the universe, the intricate workings of nature, and the delicate balance of life on earth. We give you thanks and praise for the redemption offered through the Son, Jesus Christ, who lived, died, and rose again for our salvation. By his sacrifice, we have been reconciled to you, and we are made sons and daughters of your kingdom. We praise and thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter and the Inspirer. Through your Spirit, we're empowered to live lives of love, service, and compassion. We are thankful for the gifts of grace, wisdom, and discernment. We give you thanks and praise for the blessings of community, for the fellowship we share within our church family, and for the support we receive from one another. May we continue to grow in love and unity, reflecting your image in the world. We praise and thank you for the specific blessings in our lives, whether it be the families, our friends, health or opportunities. May we use these gifts to serve you and to bring you glory to your name. We offer this praise to praise and thanksgiving in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, now and forever. Amen. Now for the prayer of confession. Father, forgive our everyday failure to love our neighbor as ourselves. Forgive every thoughtless word, every selfish thought, and every unkind deed. Father, open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts, and our minds, and by your grace, make us into the people you meant us to be from the very beginning. This we ask in the name of Jesus, who taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now we've got surprise number. We really, really are fortunate to have Jean with us today, this afternoon. She'll come and explain to you what the surprise is all about.
Hello, everyone. Back in the 1970s, there was only BBC or ITV. Some of you will remember. Yeah. One day, I typed a letter to the BBC to say how much I liked watching Songs of Praise on BBC. I was surprised to get a letter back from the BBC thanking me for my positive comments. Anyway, that's the end of that little story. But years later, I watched a Songs of Praise recording from Scotland. Those people who know me and John know we like Scotland. Always going there for holidays. The Skyboat song was sung, but different words were used. So I jotted down the chorus, which you've all got, I hope. And I thought it might be useful one day. And maybe some people could sing it while I played the bagpipes. I haven't played the bagpipes all my life, so only when I got older. So if you want to give it a go, have you all got words apart from John? Have you got words? Oh, we practiced this. I said to John, can you sing and I'll play the bagpipes and see what happens. But it'd be nice to get... This is only the chorus, but it would be nice if we could get some of the verses as well at some stage. You know what I mean? Somebody might be clever on the internet. And so we just need my bagpipes around here. I won't hold it against you if anybody finds it's too much and wants to go outside. So if I play it through once, it's only the chorus, and then if we sing the chorus twice, you know, the words twice, okay. See what it sounds like.
G. Hello. It's 394 in the hymn book.
What, with the words?
All the words.
Really? Very short.
There. Yes, yes.
So you found it in the book.
394. Chorus first.
Should I put a book and then I can... What do you think? Follow it. Yeah. Well, call you. Just on there. And then I can see what I'm supposed to be. Here you go. Oh, yeah. So it does start off with the chorus. I've got what? Some over the page. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong one. 394. Yeah.
So there's the chorus, yeah. And then 1, 2 verses.
Oh, well, right. So I'll do it first, and then you can see what it sounds like, and then we'll sing it as. So we sing then chorus 1, and then chorus 2. Is that how you do it? Do you think? Hey. All right.
Yeah, go on.
To make sure I don't knock anything over with these.
No, you don't.
Thank you. here. The expert says yes, carry on. Thanks, Eileen.
Thank you. Well, there you go. We're going to have you again, Jean. Okay. We'll continue with our worship. We now do our readings, and for the readings for Psalm 8, we can all find them in the hymn box and we can all read it all together. It's on 801. If I read the lighter type, you could read the bold ones, please. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes. When I looked at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. All sheep and oxen and also the beast of the field. Amen. John will read us our New Testament reading.
This reading is from John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you.
Thank you, John. June is the Bible study month, and we are studying John. And it so happened that when I looked at what the readings for today, John is in there, so I was so lucky. As well as celebrating Father's Day today, we're also celebrating something else. Can anybody? Trinity. Thank you, Jill. Trinity, it says there's only one God. Through his self-revelation, he has disclosed to his people that he is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The unique nature of God is celebrated today as we reflect on the truth that God is Creator, Redeemer, and Life-Giver. Correct me if I'm wrong, but actually, the word Trinity does not occur, or you can't find it in the Bible. But that is not to say that it is not mentioned. As we get to understand the nature of God, it becomes clear that we are wrestling and understanding something quite beyond our human experience. In our Bible study group on a Monday, he always say that it's too difficult to understand so many things. But even though God can make himself and his will known clearly to us along the way of life, there is no way that we will ever be able to grasp exactly who God is and what he is like, at least during our time here on earth. But there's no reason why not trying to understand it. Trying to get to grips with the truth of God's nature is all part of our journey into the depth of his being. And as such, immensely valuable. Our readings today are good to start off with. In Psalm 8, as we've just read, David is amazed at the nature of creation and the attitude of God towards it. Humankind is so privileged in having the ability to marvel all this creation. So when we read in John about Jesus referring to the friend, the Spirit who will take his followers by the hand and lead them into the truth, it's the same breath as he speaks about the Father and himself sharing all things. We can begin to glimpse something of dynamics of God. Alternatively, as you may look at a speck of a microfilm and see at first a dot, which then explodes into a wealth of information when properly viewed, so our initial glimpse of God are going to burst into a dynamic and imaginable richness, which is sense and worship rather than understood. There have been so many ways of explaining how the Trinity works. It is so difficult to understand, or something like, how does that work? In another way, I think we've got a bit of explanation or something that I've thought about to see how God works and how he's seen. I've got here with me a baking tin. Chocolate to go with to bake the cake. Flour. Can you see? Some eggs. Margarine and some sugar. Now, if I put all these things into the baking tin, what do you make of it? What do you think I'm trying to portray? That these ingredients makes up a cake. But we're just putting them in the tin. I don't think it's a cake. It's not a cake. My grandson's laughing. Now then, Walter, what should I do for this to be made to be a cake?
Mix it all together.
Ooh. So, that's right. Put them all in a mixing bowl. Mix them all together. Put them back in the tin. And what should we do with it? We'll bake it in the oven. So I think this is a bit like the nature of God. God is the Father who created the world. Jesus Christ who saved us, and the Holy Spirit who gives us life to the people of God. But they aren't separated from each other any more than the ingredients from the cake. To be a cake, all the ingredients need to be cooperating and working together. And they become something which is not just eggs, not just sugar, not just flour, not just margarine, or not just a chocolate. With a cake, we wouldn't say, have a slice of sugar, have a slice of flour, have a slice of chocolate, or have a slice of margarine with your cup of tea. We will say, have a slice of cake. In the same kind of way, when we talk about God, we are talking about our Maker, and we're talking about the risen Jesus, who has rescued us from sin and death. And we're talking about the Holy Spirit who brings us new life. We know that the word God means all three persons in a wonderful harmony and a community which is one. Amen. Now we sing our next hymn, number 11, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Now we come to our prayer of intercession. There is response to our prayer. When I say, Holy God, please respond. Help us to know you more. Let us pray to the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit through Jesus the Son. Lord God, our Father, we pray for fathers around the world. We pray for stepfathers, grandfathers, and father figures. Bless them as they continue to dedicate their life to love and support their families. We pray for all theologians and those who teach faith in colleges and Bible study groups throughout the world and in the church. We pray for godly wisdom and human insight. Holy God, help us to know you more. We pray for peace and cooperation, harmony and human respect in all our dealings with one another locally, nationally and internationally. We pray especially for places where there is war and conflict. We pray for Gaza, Israel, Ukraine, Russia, Northern Ireland. And we also pray, Lord, for the people of India after that plane crash. May they find comfort and feel your love and peace. Holy God, help us to know you more. We pray for those who depend on us and those who we depend for our physical and spiritual needs. Enable us to honour one another as children of your making. We pray for those who are sick. Remember especially Anne, Ethel, Han Hindle, Carol Clark and Chris Hawkeye. We pray for healing, Lord. Comfort and assurance for your presence in them. Holy God, help us to know you more. We pray for ourselves and to give you thanks for meeting us wherever we are and traveling with us in person. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. For our closing hymn, let's sing 504, May the Mind of Christ, our Saviour.
As the waters fill the sea.
grace, mercy, and peace are all. Grace, mercy, and peace are ours through Christ our Lord. We go to show his peace, knowing his mercy, as we declare his love and grace to the world. Amen. Shall we say the grace to one another? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all forevermore.